Welcome to Being Who You Are. I'm your host, Naomi Simpson. I'm an entrepreneur, an astrologer, a transformational coach, and a yogi. And I believe that speaking authentically empowers others to do the same. Here, we can have conversations around what it means to live in integrity and how the way we live has an impact on the community around us. Thank you for joining me for this exploration. Hello, welcome to Being Who You Are, the podcast. I'm your host, Naomi Simpson, and I am delighted to welcome my wonderful guest, Kimberly McGrath of Expressions of the Universe. And I have known Kimberly for several years. She is a wonderful and gifted astrologer, tarot reader, intuitive healer, shaman, a delightful artist, a wonderful writer, and an amazing content creator at expressionsoftheuniverse.com. So thank you, Kim, for agreeing to chat with me today.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay, my pleasure. And Kim has just had her daughter was married on the weekend. So she's just coming down from the excitement and wonderful celebration there. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of mixed emotions when we're sending our children off onto the next part of their journey, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So what Kim and I were chatting just before we started the recording, and so we were talking, I actually posted a part of a Robert Frost poem yesterday, the one about the road less traveled, and you know, that this is the path I chose, and it's made all the difference. And that poem really speaks to me about the idea of living true to oneself and living in integrity and authentically. So what does it mean to you, Kim, to live true to yourself, to travel that road less traveled?
Well, when I saw your post, it just gave me chills head to toe. I've always loved that poem from Robert Frost, because I feel as though that is how I've lived my life. Mm-hmm. I've gone against the grain of what everybody told me I should be doing and how I should be living my life. And I've done what I've wanted to do for the most part. Of course, you know, we do have to fit into some little boxes, but I've lived my life authentically doing exactly what I want. I don't settle for anything that does not bring me joy,
nice,
and happiness and ease. Of course, I think we all do things that we don't want to because we have to, as far as, you know, earning a living and keeping a roof over our family's heads, but I've really tried to make the best of it and only do what makes me happy and what brings me joy. Because when I'm filled with that, then that's what's exuding from me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm passing that on to other people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I, speaking as somebody who's known you for a few years, you can really feel like your love and enthusiasm for what you do. And so it is very clear in terms of, like, in any of my interactions with you and in any of the content that you share, it's, you know, you can really feel your passion and love for what you're doing, which I think is so important. Because when you can feel somebody's just sort of going through the motions and their heart's not really in it, that's a totally different experience, right? So,
yes, thanks for bringing that up. And I'm sure you've noticed when I do feel that way, I kind of take a little break.
Yes.
And I back away from it because I want to always be giving authentically. And if I find that I'm forcing myself to feel a certain way or to produce something for the sake of producing it, excuse me. We were talking a lot before this. I can't do that. I can't force that passion. So I will take a little break, a little respite so that I can reignite my passion again. And then I come back and I'm refreshed and happy.
And that, I think that's so important, like to recognize that we can't always be on this upward trajectory and, you know, just always feeling like totally on and enthusiastic about whatever it is. And so I think that to me is self-care, to recognize, you know, this, I need to step back, or I need to rest, or, you know, recalibrate. And that's learning how to live in sync with like the natural flow of life and just the ebbs and flows that we feel energetically. So that in itself is a very powerful practice of being true to yourself, to say like, okay, I need to step back, or, you know, for you, having just celebrated your daughter's wedding, that's, you know, what is a really special occasion that you want to devote all of your energy to. So you, like, I know you, you know, sort of took a step back from your other activities to be fully present for that celebration.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So important. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would have a tendency to spread myself out too thin sometimes, mm-hmm. so that I can accommodate everybody mm-hmm. in every situation. But I really wanted to be present for this once in a lifetime occasion, and everything else got put on the back burner. Yes. And I don't feel guilty. And, you know, I actually needed this time also for myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to enjoy it and remember it and not just rush through this.
Yeah. Well, and it's a, as much as it's a rite of passage for your daughter, it's also a rite of passage for you. Your role as, I mean, of course, you're always going to be her mother, but the relationship between the two of you is also shifting. So you have to honor that transition and really give it the real significance that it deserves, because it's huge. It's a huge deal. It's not just a, okay, yep, big party, see ya. You know, it's a rite of passage. Absolutely.
That's true.
So you make it sound like it's really easy to just, I know myself and I know what I want, and I'm going to set healthy boundaries and be true to me. So can you tell me, was this something that you were able to do from a really young age, or at what stage? Because I find personally, like, it's something that it's taken me many decades to learn how to really always be in integrity. What age did you start to feel that you were able to really step into who you were and express that authentically?
I feel as though I have always been a rebel, mm-hmm. and I've always done what I've wanted to do since I was a very young child. I used to get a lot of spankings because of that.
Right.
But I still did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think over the years, my family just realized, oh, this is who she is. And she's not going to get herself into trouble. And then I was given a lot of freedom because they trusted me. They knew who I was. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to boundaries, I'm working on that still. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tough subject. But I think I'm very spontaneous. And if there's something that ignites me, whether it's to hop on a plane and, you know, go travel halfway across the world, I go and I do it. Like my passion, my enthusiasm to constantly be learning or exploring something new has always taken me somewhere fabulous. Nice. And I just, you know, I kind of go with that. Now, you know, I don't live this exciting life. I love to really be hunkered down in my home. I love that. That's where I create the boundaries. And that's taken many years to establish with my closest friends and even my family. They know what my boundaries are, but sometimes I do give too much of myself. So I'm still learning. I'm still learning about myself. I don't think we ever stop learning. And, you know, like I try something out. Oh, you know what? That didn't work. Got to tweak it a little bit. I don't like to hurt people's feelings. And I can sometimes be a little over accommodating. But I'm learning.
That, and I think that's a really difficult lesson, particularly for women. Like, we are socialized, we have traditionally been socialized to, you know, be people pleasers and to accommodate and, you know, to be nice. And so it can be difficult sometimes. I personally have found it at times difficult to set boundaries in a nice way. So sometimes when I set boundaries, I'm a little too strong with them. So it's learning that, yeah, that nice balance. Like, okay, you can set boundaries without having to put up Fort Knox, you know? So yeah, I definitely think boundaries are really an interesting thing. And I find that it's an issue that I tend to explore, like, you know, with clients a lot in terms of how to find that balance. And that's part of what this question is how can I live true to myself, but also true to my relationships, whether that be a romantic partnership or our friendships or our family, because, you know, we have history with all of those different people. And so it gets messy and complicated.
Yes, it does. And like you said, every person in our lives, you know, whether they're family or a friend or a client, mm-hmm. it's a different relationship. So it's a completely different boundary mm-hmm. set up with them as well. So, yeah. And I think a lot of people have a hard time establishing and maintaining boundaries.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That to me, it's something like when you said, you know, that you're still learning. And I think, yeah, we're all still learning. And certainly for me, I aspire to continue to learn my whole life. But boundaries are something, and actually not just boundaries, but how to be in healthy relationships with other human beings, period, is something that we are not taught. We, you know, and if historically, like if our own families of origin didn't know these skills, how could they pass them on to us? So we're all sort of out there, just the blind leading the blind, hoping right. for the best outcome. So it's, yeah, it can be a bit messy. And so, yeah, I think having some empathy and compassion for ourselves as we learn these new skills, I think that's very, very important.
I agree.
So going back, I just want to touch back, like when you talk about your childhood. So in terms of, like, obviously I know you have a day job, which is more of a kind of traditional job, and your passion is all of the things that I listed about you in the introduction. And you have so many passions, which is so wonderful and inspiring. So was your family just totally on board with that once they sort of were like, ah, Kim's different, she's marching to the beat of her own drummer, and then they were just 100% like, go for it, do your astrology, do your tarot, do, like, tell me a little bit more about that experience.
Well, I grew up in a very untraditional yet traditional type of family. We looked traditional on the outside, right. but on the inside, we were all gifted.
Okay.
In psychically, I mm-hmm. should say. Yeah. Also too, all pretty much, I'm thinking just about everyone in my family has some sort of artistic ability, nice. Whether it's playing music or drawing and painting. My mother was a professional ballerina.
Oh, wow.
So she was a dancer, but she was also a musician and a really mm-hmm. wonderful artist. So I grew up in this very, it looked traditional, mm-hmm. you know, that 50s perfect model home. But I was raised by my mother's parents with mm-hmm. my mother. And we looked traditional on the outside, but on the inside, it was all about embracing these wonderful things about ourselves. You know, my grandfather, he taught me so much about nature mm-hmm. and the stars and the earth and the planet and all the creatures mm-hmm. that were on it. And my grandmother was a pediatrician mm-hmm. and but she loved her gardening and she loved fishing. We were always part of the outdoors.
Yeah, the natural world.
The natural world. And, you know, my grandfather, he taught me about animal totems and all of the constellations mm-hmm. in the sky. So they nurtured that part of me. And then when I was 10, my mother gave me my first tarot deck.
Nice.
But, oh, I stole her one of her astrology books.
Okay.
By Linda Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1973. Love and, you know, my mom had all of, we were avid readers, mm-hmm. and I took her Linda Goodman book, Love Signs. So I was about 7 years mm-hmm. old, 7 or 8 years old.
Hilarious.
Because I was noticing personality dynamics in people,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know why people were the way they were.
Right.
And, you know, I'm flipping through this Linda Goodman. It's like a big encyclopedia. And she's explaining, you know, how different signs were. And I knew what people's birthdays were. I was always obsessed with when is your birthday, knowing when someone's birthday is. And right. I have remembered some of my childhood friends' birthdays. But just reading about the dynamics of what the sun signs were and then how they interacted with different signs,
mm-hmm.
that opened up a whole entire world to me. Yeah. And that got me into astrology because it helped me understand at a very young age why people were the way they were.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, being cross with them or disliking people, I would just like, oh, okay, this is why you are this way, and I can accept you for that.
Yes.
And yeah. then my mother, she, you know, when I was 10, so this would be 1975, got me my first tarot deck and a mentor.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yes, because
that's very progressive.
Yes. Now, also, you have to understand, leading up to this, Sunday nights were made for seances in our family, yeah. like, you know, the aunts and the uncles, everybody after big Sunday dinner mm-hmm. and the sun went down, the candles got lit in the dining room and, you know, we're all around doing seances. So this was a normal part of my life.
Right.
But she did get me a mentor because she wanted me to learn. She wanted me to be able to learn on my own
mm-hmm.
And not, you know, be forced into whatever they were doing. Now, this isn't something we talked about in our family either, like right. on the outside.
It was the family secret.
It was. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, and it was, you don't tell people about this.
Right. Yeah.
And so coming out of the closet, that mm-hmm. was difficult for me, but, you know, it's always been embraced.
And so what, so when did you like come out of the closet, so to speak?
I would say maybe in my 20s, some of my oldest friends didn't even find out until maybe 10 or 20 years ago. And they were shocked. They knew something was weird about me, even when I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
Just with how intuitive I was. And I knew certain things would happen, but, yeah, and it still really took me a long time to fully come out. Like mm-hmm. I would only tell a few people, like especially if I had a vision of something.
Okay.
And I knew something was going to happen to somebody. Excuse me. I would let them know.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want you to be careful because of, well, how do you know that? Or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I slowly emerged from that. Because I wanted to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of my friends are very religious.
Right.
So, you know, that was difficult.
Yeah, I'll bet. I can.
Yeah.
So they kind of were like,
there's a whole other dynamic with that. And still, even to this day. Mm-hmm. But now I'm extremely accepted.
Right.
I would say I fully came out probably 2010.
Okay. Cool.
Where I just don't even, yeah. I don't care what you think. This is yes. who I am.
Yeah.
You either accept me or you don't. And I respect people
yeah.
that are extremely religious and think that what I do or what I am is
you accept their difference of opinion, right? Like that's
right.
The,
I do
live and let live. So
right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah.
So tell me, when you were younger and you were, you know, sort of more in like in the closet, so to speak, and so maybe not as able to live true to yourself or whatever. What was that like when you were sort of suppressing who you really were?
I don't know that it really bothered me so much because I was so weird as a kid that I would say things and most people, they just thought that I was really weird. So they accepted that. Mm-hmm. But I still think I can remember this one time, you know, I would walk home from school and I had this vision and it lasted for, you know, probably a couple of weeks mm-hmm. that I would be walking home from school and I would see an ambulance at my house. So every day I was expecting that this ambulance would be at the house. I had, we had at one time, I think 5 or 6 generations living in my house.
Oh, wow.
At one time. So we had all different ages.
Yeah.
And then the one day, you know, I came home and there it was. And it was like, of course it was heartbreaking. I was nine years old. But I couldn't tell people that I was having that experience. So I think there was a lot of anxiety there.
Right.
You know, but when I got home, I could express that in the house.
Yeah. But it, so it was kind of isolating then outside of that.
It was. And I think it was mostly because I knew that I couldn't share this with other people. It wasn't so much, you know, oh, you can't tell people. Like my family wasn't like that. I think it was just something that was known, like, yeah, you know, you may not want to. It really wasn't like that. I just kind of knew that people wouldn't accept me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, by the way, I see ghosts.
Yeah.
People. Now my friends, when I was little, I did tell my friends that I could see ghosts and they loved that.
Okay. That's
yeah. They well, did love
children,
that.
Children are usually way more open and accepting of everything.
Right.
So that, you know, for them, it's like, oh yeah. You hear of more kids who have those kinds of experiences because they're open to it and they're not,
right.
They don't have this mindset of like, nope, it's got to be this way.
And I encourage people when their children start saying that, I encourage them to embrace it and allow them to tell you the stories or tell you what they're seeing or who they're having a conversation with. Like, don't shut that out.
Exactly.
Because that's when people lose it. I think we all have this gift.
Yes.
It just depends on whether it's embraced or not.
Yes, absolutely. And same, I mean, that's the same thing with like you're trusting your intuition. You know, I've always saying to my daughter, like, trust your intuition. Like when you get a feeling in your body, trust it. And for me, there have been many times where I didn't trust, you know, it's like, oh no, you don't. But now I do. But it took me a long time to get back to that point of, and that was partly because doing my yoga practice and really tuning into the body and stuff. But the more you use it, the better. It's like anything, the stronger that gets. So you're able to, you know, use it more effectively and it can really help you and guide you in life. So yeah, I agree. I would never try to shut that down. It's like, no, get curious, go, you know, don't, you don't have to feel fearful of it. So,
and I have to tell you, there are still some times where I second guess myself and then I kick myself for it. I'm like, I knew I shouldn't have done that. And I did it anyway.
Been there, done that. I've got.
Yes. So that's another thing that I'm working on right now is to stop second guessing, like go with that first intuitive hit, that first feeling in my gut. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of overanalysis as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny, I have the same experience. And so then when I get that confirmation, I think, okay, and now I've just strengthened that ability to reinforce that. Yeah. My instincts were bang on and I knew I had, you know, I had a sense about this and it's, I think it boils down to trusting yourself. And again, we live in a society that really undermines that. And so it's that saying, no, like I can trust myself. Like I do know what's best for me. So, but it's, yeah, it's definitely something we have to keep working on. At least I do. So.
No, I think we all do.
So when you came out of the closet, did you notice that it had sort of a ripple effect in your life? Like, do you feel like you inspired other people to sort of step more fully into who they were? Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Because people would then confide in me. Well, I think people always confided in me, mm-hmm. and I would give them talks or speeches of encouragement, mm-hmm. and I'm so non-judgmental, and I really like to help people grow mm-hmm. and be who they can, you know, the best person that they can be. But it did start a ripple effect, because now all of a sudden, a lot of people were very curious.
Nice.
And, you know, of course, there were people that left me
mm-hmm. oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, not happy with that. Right. They were not happy with the fact. And, you know, there was a long time where I was almost embarrassed to say, oh, by the way,
yeah,
you know, but it's interesting because coming out and being authentic, mm-hmm. I started to find my real people.
Yes, absolutely. I think, and that's such a good point, because definitely some relationships will shift and you may lose some, and right. that's painful, and that's normal to, you know, feel sad, but then I feel like it brings you closer to who you're really meant to be and who you really resonate with. Right.
Yes. I will say that, you know, in the beginning, or, you know, like it doesn't happen so much anymore because I must have like a little Fort Knox around me, but people were attracted to me or wanted to be friends with me mm-hmm. because they wanted to take advantage of that
yes.
ability. Mm-hmm. But all that was so long ago. And yeah. I just wanted people to accept me. Mm-hmm. And it was fun also in the beginning. But then, you know, I had to set up, that's where the boundary structures began, mm-hmm. even with some of my oldest friendships.
Right.
You know, like I am not here to predict your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if I was a plumber and you had a broken pipe, you know, you would be scheduling an appointment with me. Yeah. And now, of course, like if I have information about somebody that I'm close with, I give it to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I don't like people asking me like, oh, can you pull a card for me? Can you tell me what's transiting my sixth house?
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. If I offer it to you, that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, don't call me up. And I'm, it depends, I suppose. You know, some people I have no problem.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But yeah, like my real tribe, and I've come to this place where my circle is very small. Mm-hmm. But I know that every single person that is in that circle is true blue.
Yeah. They have your back, right?
Oh, that's, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the gift of when we can really step into who we are and really own the gifts that we came to shine uniquely. You do tend to find the people who are really meant for you. Right. And that's so powerful. Now, in the past year with the whole COVID situation, have you found that it's made it easier or more difficult for you to remain sort of living in integrity?
Oh, I think it's more so.
Okay.
This is actually my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And my neighbor and I at our full moon fire pit last night, we were talking about this, how this pandemic has been such a blessing for both of us that we, yeah. well, they're my friends are workaholics as well. Right. You know, I work a lot because I yeah. love, I just love doing everything, but it was so nice because I am home and I'm mm-hmm. in the place where I feel the safest.
Yeah.
The most comforted. And it gave me the excuse to slow down, even mm-hmm. though I was three times busier last year than I've ever been.
Right.
But it was at my own pace.
Nice.
And I wasn't being pulled in so many directions. It was mm-hmm. just a whole new dynamic that I don't want it to end. Like, this is what I want.
So that, and that to me is the invitation. It is, I agree. I mean, I'm not diminishing that COVID has been.
It's been horrendous for so many people, but.
And it's also given us this unbelievably special and unique opportunity to get this bird's eye view on life and say what's important and what doesn't matter.
Yes.
And that to me, so then, and then the invitation becomes, okay, here's what I have realized is really important to me. And how do I, as we move beyond this situation, how do I make sure I don't lose sight of that? That's, you know, so when you say like, I don't want it to end, it's like, okay, so hopefully it's going to end, but how do you maintain this, like the feelings and the lifestyle that you've created in this kind of safe sanctuary for you this past year?
Yeah. Well, when I say I don't want it to end, obviously I want the pandemic to end.
Yes,
I want us to be able, to come up and see you and cross that border, and travel again.
Yeah.
But I do not want to get back into that old rat race mm-hmm. that we had before, the pressure to perform, the pressure to produce.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I'm not going to, mm-hmm. you know, still give everything my all.
Yeah.
But I don't want, my values have like really emerged.
Okay.
Like the things that I've been valuing my whole life and wanting. Mm-hmm. I've actually been able to, you know, move into that space.
Nice.
And that's what I want to maintain. And I don't think that's going to change. Like, I don't want to go back and work in an office.
No. Yeah.
You know, I like this. And I think I'm more productive too.
Yeah. You know? And I think a lot of people have had that experience, whether it be, you know, their careers, their relationships, their, you know, I mean, partnerships, like their romantic partnerships mm-hmm. or their relationships with family and friends. Like, I think everything has come up for evaluation this year, their relationship with their own physical health, their connection spiritually, like everything to me has come under the microscope to say, is this working? Is this serving me? Or do I need to let this go?
And right.
So it's, yeah, I think it's such an incredible opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see how we move beyond these times. So that's for sure.
Yes, it will.
So I'm trying to kind of keep all my interviews to around, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. So we're kind of nearing that time. And so I would ask, do you have any questions you'd like to ask me? You've been very forthcoming and sharing, which I greatly appreciate.
I do have some questions. So, you know, I'm curious to see where you see yourself going. I mean, it's such a pleasure to see how you've grown over the couple of years that I have known you, mm-hmm. And just really step into your own authenticity and integrity, and you've been blossoming.
Thank you. Podcast is
wonderful. Your readings, your astrology readings are so inspirational to me, different than my own, but like I've told you, your last reading even pulled me out of like a little depression mm-hmm. that I was in. Where do you see yourself going?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for all your nice, kind words. So I feel part of what I'm, so the podcast for me is really a creative endeavor. It's something I wanted to like express myself creatively. And I just love the podcast like arena. And I thought, I think I'd like to try this. And I was interviewed on a podcast back in the fall, and that really inspired me. And I got so much good feedback. I thought, I'm going to give this a try. And I love having conversations like this. And I thought I want to do this more often. And So I'm really just trying to stay open, and I want to do this in a way that feels creative and enjoyable, and that it's also like of service and benefit to others. And when it stops being fun, then I probably will stop doing it. But it's funny because I've had different people say, like, well, what are you trying to do with this? And I said, I'm just, it's a creative outlet for me. Right. And in terms of, you know, like my astrology and coaching, I'm, you know, I really am enjoying doing that and just looking to sort of keep growing and expanding and learning, and also surrendering and going with the flow. That's something I really struggle with personally, is to just allow things to happen. And so that's part of, you know, it's an exercise in trust to just let things happen the way they're meant to. And you know, it's funny because I'm an entrepreneur, I've grown a business before. And so when I first started doing this, like readings and coaching professionally, not just for family and friends, I, you know, sort of had different goals in mind. It was like, oh, I've got to do this many readings each week, and or blah, 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 blah. And then last fall, I thought, well, hang on a minute. Like, that's not why you're doing this. You're doing this because you really want to connect with people. You want to be of service. You want to help people discover who they are and uncover, you know, like the gem inside, and help them peel away the layers so that they can really step into who they are. And so I have to trust that those who need me will find me, and not push so hard. Like, cause it's not the same as the last business that I created, which again, I also did to, you know, be in service to others, but you know, I don't need to always have these, like, I'm not a corporation. I don't have shareholders I need to be accountable to, and right. Be like, and I'm going to make this much money. And by this date, you know, I want to, take it. I want to surrender a little bit more and trust. And also I want it to be something that I always enjoy and not feel that it's becoming like a 9-to-5 grind. I want it to be something that's the right. Tricky thing, because sometimes I've had that happen before, in my other business, where at times it became like I was a slave to the business. And then it's like, oh, that's not why I'm doing this. And that's part of being an entrepreneur. Most people who work as entrepreneurs want a little bit more freedom, and there are trade-offs for that. So.
And that's why I take breaks, because mm-hmm. things stop becoming fun, and you have to get beyond the fear that if you take a break, people will still be there. People will still want you, because that, you know, in the world of social media and the platforms where we are on, you know, you take a week off, or maybe even 2 weeks or more, are the people still going to be there? And you just have to trust that who is going, you know, who is meant to be there will still be there, or new people will find you, and relax into that. Otherwise, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
You know, we're here to have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we're not here to be a slave to the wage.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing. If I wanted that, I would be, I've done that whole work in the corporate world. And
oh my gosh. Yes.
The big commute and the nonstop grind. And you know, if that floats your boat, then great.
Exactly.
But that's certainly not my jam anymore. So I learned a lot in that environment, and I'm grateful for the experience, and I met lots of wonderful people, some of whom I still really connected to, which is great. But I couldn't go back there now.
Right. Well, I love knowing you, and I just love watching you grow over these last couple of years. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Thank you for joining me for this conversation. And so before we say our final goodbyes, if people want to connect with you, where is the best place for them to find you?
Well, my website is expressionsoftheuniverse.com. Mm-hmm. And I can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, YouTube. I have hundreds of videos on YouTube. I am taking a little bit of a break right now, but mm-hmm. I do astrology readings and tarot readings for all signs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different content on there. And if you're a coffee lover, you'll see that on my Facebook.
And you, and you also, your beautiful artwork is available on
Redbubble. Yes. So Kimberly McGrath, and it is Expressions of the Universe by Kimberly McGrath.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I have a beautiful, beautiful, shirt that Kimberly did. It's gorgeous. I love it. And I get so many compliments on it. I can't wait.
I'm starting to feel inspired again to create, you know, we go through those waves.
Yes, absolutely. You need to rest. Yeah, you can't just be produce. You have to.
Well, that's what was happening with the art.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this isn't fun anymore.
So that's being true to yourself. You recognize that? Step back. Yay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for this conversation. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining me for Being Who You Are. If you enjoyed our time today, please share this podcast with a friend and head on over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave the show a rate and review. That helps get our content into the ears and minds of more people who might enjoy it. Thank you again, and looking forward to our next episode.